Hey, everybody. Somebody answer that, would you? It's a beautiful Thursday, January 27th. It's National Chocolate Cake Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Bakery. You know, they just figured out the reason they went out of business. Sales at the bakery were really good, but profits were going down. And then surveillance showed that every day at 2 o'clock, an employee was sneaking in and eating a piece of cake. They were slicing into the profits and realized that they can't have their cake and eat at 2. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is a balmy -6, feeling like -14, but we will work our way up to a high of -4 today under a mix of sun and clouds and chance of flurries later, but clear and cool tomorrow. Sir, over to you for the math.
Clear has 5 letters in it. That reminds us that it's time for a top 5.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to go with today's Wordle. But yes, on Chocolate Cake Day, let's have a shout out to the top 5 ingredients for a magnificent chocolate cake. Flour, eggs, milk, chocolate, and regret.
Well, today is a real cake-up call for us as we celebrate National Chocolate Cake Day. Chocolate was consumed primarily as a beverage until the 1830s or 40s. Chocolate cakes as we think of today mostly didn't exist then. In one story that I found on the internet, so it's got to be true, traced the origin of chocolate cake to 1765, when a doctor and chocolate maker teamed up in an old mill. Doctors seemed to be involved in a lot of shenanigans in the olden days, you know, not like today when they're busy, well, doctoring. They ground up cocoa beans between huge millstones to make a thick syrup, which was poured into molds. I couldn't have planted batter myself. Chocolate cake reminds us of cakes and birthdays. Remember the good old days when we used to eat cake that somebody blew all over? Wow, those were wild times. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Did you pick a song by Cake?
I did not, because I think I've picked a song by them before. This time, and in honor of yesterday, which was Bell Let's Talk Day, which is not the only day we should be talking about mental health, by the way. I picked a song by Lily Allen called Cake. And again, the beginning gets you, right? Don't let anyone ever tell you who you are or can or can't become. So what if it's 1 in 100? Who's to say you are not that one? Maybe it's sleepless nights. Eventually, you'll get a piece of that patriarchy pie. There'll be tears, drawn out fights. But I don't see any reason you can't have your cake and eat it. So, I like Lily Allen, and I like this song because it's very much her and her story and how she kind of got onto the music industry. But I also like it because that one line where it says, so what if it's 1 in 100? Who's to say you're not that one? Because sometimes you'll come up with an idea and people will say, and James, you know this because you're an ideas person for sure. We just talked about this too, where you come up with an idea and people just want to say no and tell you why it's going to fail and why it's not good and how it's never going to work. And you get to a point where you become discouraged at the actual idea that you came up with. And the idea was not the problem. Right, it's the people, right? People, that's the problem.
I would encourage...
Well, I would encourage all of us, if you're that person that as soon as somebody tells you something, you come up with reasons for why it's going to fail, maybe pull back on that a little bit and say to them, you know what? So what if it's 1 in 100? Who's to say you're not that one? Just instead of saying everything you want to say, just say exactly those two lines.
I know. I do that every time I log into our board systems.
This could be the one.
I could be the one that gets in today.
But you know what? It's a really good way of thinking about life, of bringing positive energy to your loved ones and your friends. You might be that 1 in 100. So let's not discourage people from achieving their goals. A lot of people have started businesses and started new opportunities during this pandemic that, to me, is quite incredible given all the obstacles. So let's support each other. Let's believe that even the 1 in 100 you could be that one. So that's my kind of mantra for everyone today. Just take those two lines to heart. Instead of, you know, what Twitter does, which is do the opposite.
Yeah, speaking of, new business opportunities, I was jumping on that virtual tourism thing. Yes. You know, people can't travel. I have only got one inquiry about the walking tour of downtown Hamilton. It's really falling flat. I don't understand why.
Probably because you probably should drive.
Probably safer.
Well, you know, what you probably need is the power backing of the wise guys and girl and our three followers.
That's right.
Hook you up with all of them. We could easily double your hits, so let's get on that.
We could have the entire listenership, and we'd still be safe and social distancing.
Maybe a little support from our defunct retailers, too.
Think about it. We could do a tour of the former Zeller site downtown Hamilton. And there's even a couple local defunct retailers like Robinson's and the Wright House. I mean, just hours of entertainment.
All right. Stay tuned for this and new segments next week. Traveling tours with Paul. For now, let's get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices, still defunct. Hey, Venturo, what have you got for us today?
You know, it's Thursday, and as usual, I'm covering some tech. I was doing some research, right? And did you guys know that the average Canadian is spending over 11 hours a day on screen? So the digital screen time is just going through the roof. I continued my research and I found that millennials are spending even more. They're spending a little bit above 13 hours per day on their screens. That's a whole lot of time, right? So what are some tips that we can use to reduce our screen time? The first thing I'm going to suggest, guys, is that you need to start tracking your screen time. And if you're on an iPhone, it allows you to do that by simply turning on the screen time function in the settings. If you're on an Android device, you can go and check the well-being tool located in your settings as well. You can actually turn on your screen time and you can actually set some limits. Another thing that you can do is keep your phone out of your bedroom. Yeah. You don't need to use the phone as an alarm clock, right? Go buy an alarm if you want an alarm, right? So yeah. Leave the phone out of the bedroom, that you'll be less distracted at night. And you know what? For those of you who don't turn off all the notifications, you'll get a good night's sleep, all right? And next thing that you can do is establish tech-free zones. And one thing that I've tried to do is just leave my phone behind. You find that sometimes when you leave your phone behind and you don't have that constant distraction, even though some people go nuts when they leave their phone behind because they're always, where's my phone? But sometimes to just reduce your phone time and your screen time, you just need to leave it behind. Remove unnecessary apps. I know I've been recommending a ton load of apps, guys.
Yeah.
And if you're installing all of these apps are gonna be giving you notifications if you have those on. If you have not checked an app in the last 3 to 6 months, you probably don't need it. Just remove it from your phone. It will free up some space as well. And the last one is pick up a new hobby. Even if that's just baking, and probably you can start off by baking your favorite chocolate cake.
Well worked. You know, it's not so much the screen time that I'm worried about. It's the butt time.
Yeah.
Well, we could hybrid the two, like, because if you keep your phone in your back pocket, there's less likelihood you're going to sit down.
You're absolutely spot on, Paul. The screen time is contributing to a lot of sitting as well, right? So you need to get up and do some stretches every now and then as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, great tech spot. He texts us and untexts us at the same time. Well, that's been true.
Connect and reconnect.
Now, for us to be average, the wise guys and girl, we would need 55 views of the show to get our 11 hours of screen time. So let's see if we can achieve that goal today. It is Thursday, time for Thursday's Thought.
Am I the only one that's ever noticed that all husbands head to the grocery store with a list? You know what's really intriguing about that whole notion is you go with the list, because of course your wife's waiting at home for you to return with all the ingredients for tonight's dinner. Inevitably, every guy forgets one item, but miraculously shows up with a chocolate cake.
Let's hear it for lists, everybody.
Oh, gosh.
That's well, we made it through another day, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.